It's Friday, October 27th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Between October 8th and 17th, 48 Nigerian African Christians were killed by Muslim Fulani herdsmen. Hundreds of Christians were displaced, over 200 homes destroyed, and many churches abandoned or destroyed. The assault occurred despite a Nigerian army facility located nearby, where the soldiers knew about the attacks. Christians living in Nigeria, Africa make up 51.3% of the population, in a nation ranked 12th on the Open Doors 2017 World Watch List of countries where Christians are most persecuted. Jeremiah 10:25 says, "Pour out your wrath on the nations that know you not, and on the peoples that call not on your name. For they have devoured Jacob, they have devoured him and consumed him, and have laid waste his habitation." On Wednesday, Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the In Defense of Christians annual solidarity dinner for Christians in the Middle East. Pence addressed the state of Christianity in the Middle East as Christians face devastation returning to their homes that have been recaptured from ISIS.
You know, the Bible tells us that all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. And the flocks you shepherd are among the most persecuted in all of the world. It's largely what brings us here tonight. Nearly 2,000 years ago, the disciples of Jesus left their home country. They left their land, radiating outward from Israel in every direction, bringing with them the good news that is proclaimed to this day. But sadly, today, Christianity is under unprecedented assault in those ancient lands where it first grew.
Pence also called out Islam for perpetrating the persecution.
Let me assure you tonight, President Trump and I see these crimes for what they are: vile acts of persecution animated by hatred for Christians and the gospel of Christ. And so too does this president know who and what has perpetrated these crimes, and he calls them by name: radical Islamic terrorists.
At the dinner, Pence stated the U.S. would find direct ways of helping Christians after giving over $1 billion to the United Nations humanitarian aid, most of which has not gotten to those in need.
Our fellow Christians and all who are persecuted in the Middle East should not have to rely on multinational institutions when America can help them directly. And tonight, it is my privilege to announce that President Trump has ordered the State Department to stop funding ineffective relief efforts at the United Nations. And from this day forward, America will provide support directly to persecuted communities through USAID.
A new Dutch government was sworn in yesterday for the Netherlands under Prime Minister Mark Rutte, concluding the longest coalition negotiations in Dutch history, reports Reuters. The new government has four main parties, two of which, the liberal VVD and the centrist D66, support sins such as homosexuality, the murder of the unborn, and euthanasia. However, one of the other parties is very Christian. And in God's providence, the Minister for Education will be provided by the Christian Party, according to our Worldview correspondent from the Netherlands. Christians and homeschoolers there hope this will help offset the unbiblical policies of other leaders in the government. Proverbs 21:1 says, "The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will." Canadian school trustee Barry Neufeld denounced members of the education system in British Columbia for their policies on gender rights, reports CBC News. Neufeld wrote on Monday, quote, "I have to say that I support traditional family values, and letting little children choose to change gender is nothing short of child abuse," end quote. Pennsylvania students began a pro-life club recently after a 2-year battle with Parkland High School, reports Life News. Students Gray Scherer and recent graduate Elizabeth Castro filed suit against the high school for violating their free speech rights by forbidding their pro-life club. After settlement, the Trojans for Life club is now functioning. Castro stated, quote, "As a club, our purpose is to create a life-affirming culture at our school and become a voice for those who cannot speak for themselves, end quote. House Republicans passed the Senate's $4 trillion 2018 budget yesterday. 20 Republicans voted against the budget. In the close vote, Republican lawmakers approved a plan to work on a $1.5 trillion tax cut. Representative Kevin Brady, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, said this paves the way for, quote, the first overhaul of America's tax code in more than three decades, end quote. Christian NBA player Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors recently took time before a game with the Dallas Mavericks to comfort and pray with a young boy who had lost his father in a car accident. The boy's father was the brother of Devin Harris, one of the Dallas players, according to RelevantMagazine.com. A video of Curry comforting the young boy was posted on Twitter and received over 50,000 likes. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, October 27th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.